Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about trusting in God's unfailing love. We're going to be looking at Psalms 143 and about how David talks about trusting in God's unfailing love and meditating on God's works. But let's get started with prayer. We're going to start with our 30-day prayer challenge. And if you are new to us here, the 30-day prayer challenge is the place to start. Our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me several years ago with Proverbs 13:22, which says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse inspired me to start creating manuals and systems of trying to accumulate lessons to pass on for my kids and hopefully grandkids one day for every area of life. We have training for spiritual growth and mindset and emotions and purpose and health and family and finances, all the areas of life. But out of everything that we do, the first thing I would want to get established in their lives and in anybody's lives is this 30-day prayer challenge process that we use. It's about a 2-minute long prayer, and this is the prayer that I pray every day over myself, my family, all those connected to me. And it's mostly scriptures coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And we pray this prayer every day. And then we do the other half of prayer, where we take a couple minutes to get still and to listen and to plan our day with God, listing out the things that we know to do. We feel like God is stirring us to do on the inside. And then we take a few minutes to listen and to connect with God and to follow his leading for the day. And then we focus on executing and trusting that as I execute these things, God's with me and he's equipping me and empowering me to do these things in his strength rather than my own. So let's get started with the process here. Let's get started with the prayer. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening to this and all of their families, their friends, those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us and to bless our time here together. Let us all come away with practical things that we can implement, along with feeling challenged and encouraged and inspired all at the same time. And we ask you to expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness and all that you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to the people right around us, but also all over the world, Lord. And we ask you to stretch out your hand. We ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And Lord, we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer real quick. So real quick, the first thing let's do is, over the last 24 hours, how were your levels of peace, joy, and confidence in God? How were your levels of peace, joy, and confidence in God? And it's either yes or no. Either I had overflowing levels of supernatural levels of peace and joy and confidence in God, or I did not. If the answer is no, I did not, then the answer I believe we're going to find is, get your eyes fixed on the things above. Get your eyes fixed on God's unfailing love for you. Putting your hope and your trust, getting more present in the present moment, where we let go of the past. We stop worrying about the future. We get more present and we stay focused on God's unfailing love as you're going through the day. Doing those things are big keys to walking out your day every day. Now, over the next 24 hours, What are the things that you know to do? And if you need to pause the recording for a second here, you can. Over the next 24 hours, what are the things that you know to do? You might just start, hey, I need to mow the lawn. I need to get the oil changed in my car. I need to renew a certification. You might have some of those things that are just piling up on the inside. And all those things, when they pile up, they can block your clarity and your ability to hear from God as clearly. And so what are those things that you know you need to get done? Let's make a list of those things real quick. And then what are the things that you feel God is stirring you to do on the inside? You have an anointing. You have an unction from the Holy One. You have an unction from God where you know what to do on the inside. And as we walk in love at higher and higher levels, Philippians 1:9 says that as our love abounds more and more, it helps us to discern what's right and best in God's eyes. It teaches us what to do. So what are those things that you feel stirring that you know God's prompting you to do, but maybe you haven't done them yet? And you don't have to have the full thing. How could you get started today as you go? And then we got one more question to ask. God, what is the most important thing that you are trying to tell me or show me today? If you need to pause the recording, you can, and just taking a second to get still and to listen. And whatever comes to mind, just write it down. And if you want some additional training on this prayer and the process and a copy of the written prayer, and then we also have a tracker that you can use to go through this process of planning your day, writing down the things that you feel like God is showing you each day, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com, and on the free tools and resources page, you'll find more on this 30-day prayer challenge and some additional training and some tools that you can use to help you go through this process. But God, what is the most important thing that you're trying to show us today? Take a second to get still. Whatever comes to mind, we just ask God a question. So whatever comes to mind, that's probably his answer. And just write it down. And if you'll go through this process daily, I think it'll help you to get more in tune with God, where you're hearing from him more clearly on the inside. You're going to have higher levels of peace and joy and fulfillment because you're executing the things that you know to do. And then one last thing is as you go through your day, as you're faced with decisions throughout the day of which way to go, and we're going to see here in Psalms 143, David's going to talk about, show me which way to go in life. Let peace guide you. Let peace guide you and navigate your decision making. I was telling my daughter the story just the other day. I had a time in my gym where I was buying some workout equipment, and I had an expensive piece of equipment that I was getting ready to buy. And we had, this was going to be a second piece of equipment that we already had one of them. And the one that we already had was already good. It was working great. It was a great piece of equipment. And I was getting ready to buy a new piece of equipment. And the piece that I had on the inside was to buy the same brand, the same exact piece of equipment, and just duplicate it so that we had two of them. But it ended up being the company that I was trying to get in touch with to buy that piece of equipment from. I was having a hard time getting in touch with them. I was having a hard time ordering the piece of equipment. And so I ended up buying a different piece of equipment. And the whole time on the inside, I knew I didn't have peace about it. I knew I didn't have peace. And when it got there, when the piece of equipment got there, it was not good. It was way too big. None of our clients could use it. None of our clients even wanted to use it in the gym. And so following that peace on the inside, it will begin to teach you which way to go. But we're going to be talking about trusting in God's unfailing love today. We're going to be looking at Psalms 143. This is a psalm of David here. And I'm going to start, we're going to read through the whole psalm first. This is David talking. He says, Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. It's where it's important to remember our righteousness is found in Jesus. We're not looking to establish our own righteousness. We're looking to get established in our hearts the righteousness of Jesus, that we are right with God and right standing with God because of what Jesus did. David says, the enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me, and my heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago, and I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. One of the most important things, skills that we need to develop, I believe, is this ability to encourage ourselves in the Lord. to encourage ourselves in the Lord. When you're feeling, like David's talking about here, I'm feeling faint, I'm growing weary, we have to have the ability to encourage ourselves in the Lord. How do we do that? We meditate on all God has done in our lives, all God has done for other people. We begin to look at testimonies and stories of the ways that God has come through. And you'll find encouragement in that, I believe. David says, I spread out my hands to you, and I thirst for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. It's a pretty powerful verse right there. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Then David says, show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. So David's saying, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. And you'll see there's a theme in a lot of the Psalms to put our hope and our trust in God's unfailing love for us. God's love is steadfast, means it's fixed, it never changes, it's consistent, it's unwavering, it's immovable, and it's also unfailing. Love never fails. And think about this, God is love. So therefore, God and love never fail. God is love, and love never fails. And David says, show me the way I should go, for I entrust my life to you. As we're planning our day with God, we're going through that prayer challenge process, getting God navigating our days. I believe if you implement that process, you're going to get God navigating your days where he's in the lead. He's directing you on which way to go, the things to be doing each day. Then David says, rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. Teach me to do your will. That's an important part of this. Like I said, getting God navigating our days where we're walking out, doing the things that we know to do, that we feel God is stirring and prompting us to do, and doing it with a good attitude. For your name's sake, Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all of my foes, for I am your servant. One of the things, you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the chapter on love. It says, love always protects. Love always protects. God is love. God always protects. It's his unfailing love that can silence all of our enemies, destroy all of our foes. And remember, our enemies are not people. Our enemies are spiritual forces that are looking to do evil. Our enemies are not people. And so we can put our hope and our trust in God's unfailing love, and then we can begin to get God navigating our days, showing us which path to take, leading us on level ground. And this all happens by trust, I believe. And I believe confidence, we talk about God help us do today what's right and best in your eyes with peace and joy and confidence in you. Confidence is one of the highest expressions of trust, I believe. And so when we're walking by confidence, now think about this, Hebrews 11 says, now faith is confidence. Faith is confidence of the things hoped for. Faith is confidence. When we're in faith, we have a high level. When we're in faith and in trust, we have a high level of confidence. Why? What is our confidence in? Our confidence is in God's unfailing love. Just the other day, I was talking about something I've been working on personally, is that whenever my mind starts to drift onto things that are causing stress or fear or worry or any of those types of things, working to get it back and to fix my mind back, wait a minute. God loves me. God's love is steadfast. It's unchanging. And he's with me. He's for me. His love is unfailing. He never fails. And if I'll put my hope and my trust, he will never let me down. He is unfailing. And so we're going to take communion over this. Every time we take communion, we do so with holy awe and reverence and delight for just God's unfailing love that he sent Jesus. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son. It was love, his unfailing love, that motivated that. And if he gave us Jesus, how will he not freely give us all things? How will he not freely give us all things? And so as we take communion today, let it be a reminder of God's unfailing love for you. And we got to get our hearts established, trusting in his unfailing love for us, putting our hope and trust in his unfailing love. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents, and we bless it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Think about it for a minute. The cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that now we have his cup of blessing. We have his cup of participation in this new covenant. This new covenant that God is with us, God is for us, he loves us, he's not mad at us. He poured the cup of his wrath onto the body of Jesus. And we can put our hope and our trust in his unfailing love for us. He is love. And love never fails. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup. We bless it in Jesus' name. And we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup. He says, "This is the cup of the new covenant, my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." So every time we take communion, it is like a turning point. We're bringing the sacrifice of Jesus that happened over 2,000 years ago, and we're bringing it into the present moment, making it relevant in our lives right now. And I truly believe in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, if you do two things, 30-day prayer challenge process, get it implemented, start executing it regularly, and then start taking communion daily, I believe it will change the trajectory of your life. Communion is very powerful. It's the most important thing we do. Out of everything we do, it's the most important. And I believe it truly has the ability to change the trajectory of our lives. But then we got to walk it out. We're bringing it into the present moment, but then we got to walk it out. What are the things, like I said, that you know to do today? And executing those things with peace and joy and confidence. Confidence in what? Confidence in God's unfailing love for you. That he's with you. He's there to help you. He's there to equip you, to empower you, to do the things that you know you should be doing. He's there with you to do that. And we've got to walk it out and put our hope and our trust in his unfailing love. Receive that. Let it flow through us so that we better love the people around us. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.